These things have been written, St. John tells us, so that we may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and in so believing that we might have eternal life. So the theme of our service this morning is about believing. The 12th century Archbishop of Canterbury, St. Anselm of Canterbury, was a great man of prayer and faith. He was a great theological teacher. And he gave a lot of thought and writing to this subject of belief. And he wrote, after much reflection and study, "I do not seek to understand in order that I may believe, but rather I believe in order that I may understand. Unless I believe, I shall not understand." Faith seeking understanding is the definition of what theology is. And we, St. Anselm suggests, we begin with faith, even if it's as small as a mustard seed, and then we move to a greater understanding. Now, this is in complete contrast to the 21st century approach, which is very scientific, where we are encouraged to start by observation and then analysis. We test the hypothesis, which is all good in faith as well. And then we will eventually arrive, having assessed all of these things, with an intellectual assent. For many, that's how they have approached their belief in the Christian message. But also for many, they are still climbing that intellectual ascent and have not reached a conclusion. So frequently are mentioned in the text of the words seeing and touching the risen Lord that we could expect the theologian also to say that this text is also relying on empirical verification. That is, that sight and touch are important parts of the disciples' evidence. So here we have the scene. The disciples were in the upper room on the first Easter day when Jesus came amongst them. They were in turmoil. They had experienced terrible anguish during the Passion Week. They had experienced, or in fact very few had witnessed, the crucifixion. But the events of the crucifixion were traumatic, and we're told that they were also in fear of their own lives. And on a personal level, they had lost everything. They'd given up everything to follow Jesus, and now they have lost everything. And then Jesus miraculously arrives amongst them in this room and said, "Shalom," meaning peace be with you. This lovely word used in Scripture means the absence of strife or noise or fighting. And it is it also means being in a right relationship with God. Peace in your relationship. And also in a right relationship with the disciples. And it is this truth of shalom that we seek to live by today. And then Jesus lovingly breathed on them the Holy Spirit, healing all of that trauma, healing all of that anxiety. And then he empowers them. He said, "As I have been sent, so I send you as apostles." So hearing and seeing are crucial parts of evidence in this passage. Peter and another disciple saw the empty tomb, as we learned about on Easter Sunday. Mary Magdalene heard her name being called. And on the day of the resurrection, Jesus said, "Peace be with you," to the disciples. But there was one disciple who was absent, and that was dear Thomas. Many of us have so much empathy with Thomas, don't we? He was skeptical at first when he heard that Jesus had risen from the dead. He had not seen. He had not touched. He had not heard the spoken words of Jesus. Thomas doesn't even choose to believe the combined witnesses of his friends. Imagine if collectively you were to say to me, "We have seen an extraordinary event." It would be unusual for me to disbelieve you, knowing who you all are. But Thomas couldn't even believe the witness of his own friends and disciples. And there is, I know, probably comes to mind with you this morning, it's a lovely 17th century painting by Caravaggio called The Incredulity of St. Thomas, where you see him peering into the wound in Jesus' side, inspecting it with great intensity. It's a lovely painting, and if you know it, that will come to mind. And it's a symbol of Thomas moving on his journey from skepticism to faith. "Put your finger here," Jesus said, "and see my hands. Reach out and put your hand into my side. Do not doubt, but believe." And Thomas was convinced by what he saw, and to show his belief, he just fell down and worshipped and said, "My Lord and my God." We have all got much empathy with Thomas, who became known as Saint Thomas because he took the gospel eventually to Kerala in the Madras region of South India with reverence and love for Christ. And this is part of our inheritance today, the carrying of that message by St. Thomas. I heard on the radio this morning, coming into the early service, an interview with the writer of one of the farming plays. And the interviewer said, "Well, are you..." it was the Archers, by the way. "Are you a Christian?" And the writer of The Archers said, "Well, I am a Christian," but he said, "I'm a bit of a wobbly Christian." And I like that. I think that sort of sums up really how many of us feel. At times we're confident about our faith, particularly on Easter Sunday morning, but there are other times when we're unsure. Others say that seeing is believing. And we're told that some people say, "If only I could have seen Jesus alive like the disciples did, then I would believe." But ultimately, in John's Gospel, we're told it is those who believe without having seen who are the true followers of Jesus. And this is confirmed in the words of Jesus himself, who over the head of Thomas speaks to those readers, speaks to us this morning, meeting here in church. "Blessed are those who have not seen, yet have come to believe." Now, John knows that ultimately it is the presence of the Holy Spirit with each one of us that guarantees the truth of what he is saying. We will sometimes remember and trust. We will sometimes forget and doubt as circumstances in life affect us in different ways. But the real witness to the resurrection power is the power of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the life giver. It is the gift of God, and for many of us, it is that sense of the continuing presence of God with us each day. St. John, who wrote this gospel, eventually found himself exiled by the Roman Emperor Domitian to the Greek island of Patmos. And John received a personal vision of Jesus, a unique revelation of God, and he did his best to describe Christ's brilliance and his majesty as these images flooded into his senses. He was overcome by this vision of Jesus' glory, and he fell at his feet like a dead man. But Jesus laid his right hand upon him and said, "Fear not, I am the first and the last, the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore. I have the keys of death and of Hades. Now write what you have seen." And as we know, those words were the opening introduction to the book of Revelation, which we have in our scriptures today. So if I were to ask you on the Radio 4 programme, are you a Christian? And what sort of Christian are you? You might say, well, I'm a bit of a wobbly Christian. I quite like that. But we are reminded in our readings today that we are also blessed by our Lord Jesus, because we have believed, yet we have not seen. And we give thanks to God for the gift of the Holy Spirit. We give thanks to God for those of us who sense his presence with us each day. And that is the affirmation for our belief. So coming back to the words of Saint Anselm, "I do not seek to understand in order that I may believe, but rather I believe in order that I may understand." Amen.